I'm talking about the release of private conversations, which I am opposed to, and that the media do this routinely is yet another brick removed from the edifice of our society. If what people say publicly, excuse me, privately, including public figures, cannot remain private, then we have something on our hands so much more serious than the NSA leaks, than the NSA scouring, trolling of billions of conversations. The country is up in arms, right, left, center, is up in arms over the NSA trolling billions of telephone conversations to find terrorists, trolling hundreds of billions of emails to find terrorists. It has no effect on your life. It has no effect on my life. But people are just preoccupied with it. But when the actual private conversations of people are released, or the private talk that is not recorded is made public, that all of a sudden is okay. Tell me, why is that okay? There are two enormous issues here, aside from the obvious racism or racist comments of this man. Two enormous issues that are not even discussed. I couldn't find an article on it. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I couldn't find one. On the terrible trend of the media taking private tapes. Remember the congressman who was found hugging the married congressman, found hugging a married member of his staff by a surveillance camera? Something that is put in apartment and office buildings in order to catch rapists, murderers, burglars, right? And now being used for political ends? Who released that? Who released that video? Nobody cares. It's a non-issue. Am I defending that congressman's behavior? No more than I'm defending the comments made by Sterling. The issue that I'm focusing on is what's happened to privacy. Does this not trouble anybody? I really am worried that this is not what troubles people. Private comments? Would you like to? Should we record all of the NBA players' private comments? Do you think we think we might find something that is not positive about whites in any of those comments?